Torah News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. In the wake of the October 7th attack by Hamas terrorists on Israel, Israeli President Isaac Herzog says he opposes talk of a two-state solution at this point.
In order to get back to the idea of dividing the land or negotiating peace or talking to the Palestinians, etc., one has to deal first and foremost with the emotional trauma that we're going through and the need and demand for full sense of security for our people.
Meanwhile, a deadly Hamas ambush on Israeli troops in Gaza City this week showed the group's resilience. Federal employees are being told to go green on government travel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In its latest push to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the White House said federal employees should rent electric vehicles and opt for rail trips when feasible. It said doing so would save money and the environment. Specifically, federal government workers were told to rent EVs when costs are less or equal to gas-powered vehicles, and to travel by train instead of flying on trips under 250 miles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Americans picked up their spending from October to November as the unofficial holiday season kicked off.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.3% in November from October. Economists were expecting a 0.2% drop for November. Excluding car and gas sales, sales were up 0.6%. Online sales rose 1%. Electronic and appliance sales, however, were down 1.1%.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 158 points, the Nasdaq rose 27, the S&P advanced 12, oil up to $71.58 a barrel. This is SRN News. A new look at America's spiritual condition.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates, as numerous other surveys have, that the country is becoming less and less religious. But that doesn't mean people don't believe in something. The Pew poll finds about half of Americans describe themselves as spiritual and religious. 22% say they are spiritual, but not religious. 10% are religious, but not spiritual. 21% are neither. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's State Athletic Board has fined a high school and put it on probation after a boy was allowed to play on the girls' volleyball team. Monarch High has been fined $16,500 for violating a 2021 law signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis that bars males from competing against females in public school sports. Florida officials also ruled the high school principal and athletic director must attend rules compliance seminars. This is SRN News. And a former employee of an NFL franchise could face up to three decades in prison after pleading guilty to stealing millions from the team.
A 31-year-old former Jacksonville Jaguars financial manager accused of stealing more than $22 million from the NFL franchise through its virtual credit card program pleaded guilty to federal charges Thursday and faces up to 30 years in prison. Amit Patel pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud and one count of engaging in an illegal monetary transaction in U.S. District Court in Jacksonville. As part of his plea agreement, he will forfeit property and assets funded with the money he admittedly stole from the NFL franchise between 2019 and 2023. I'm Githan Kulbaugh.
Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani made his first appearance as a Los Angeles Dodger at a news conference today in Los Angeles. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.